Progress was anything but glacial in yesterday's meeting. Board members approved the expansion plan unanimously after a short presentation. The proposal was drafted by the Department of Natural Resources, the National Park Service, and the Ice Age Park and Trail Foundation, among others. Jeff Prey, senior planner with Wisconsin State Parks, says 4 years worth of planning, public meetings, and mailings to more than 6,000 landowners in Kewaunee, Manitowoc, and Sheboygan counties also went into the process. Prey says the board's approval shows a real appreciation for the trail.
We think it's great. It's the only national trail within the National Park Service system, or the federal system, that's completely contained within the state of Wisconsin. It goes through roughly 30 different counties, starting in the interstate state park over on the Mississippi River and actually ending over on Lake Michigan at Pottawatomie State Park.
The estimated cost for the expansion is about $5.5 million to cover land acquisition, development, and trail construction. The trail was established in 1980 and traces the edge of a glacier that covered much of Wisconsin 15,000 years ago. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.